On our Saturday afternoon sideline view, we have Dean Weller with us, and Dean is tied up with the 4BU Rodeo Friday night at the show. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Very well. Now, Dean, this is, before we get into your actual part of it, but this is a rodeo which has got the cowboys or the bull riders that are coming to it are all part of a circuit. Is that correct?
Yes, they're all members of the National Rodeo Association. They'll compete all year long to go to our finals at the end of the year and try and win the title.
Fair enough.
Their chosen event, yes.
Yeah, so it's money for them. They've got to go chasing it.
It is. Yeah, it's money for them and also points towards the end of the year.
Okay. Now, you're part of it. You have got the license for this particular area for is it providing the bulls for the bull ride?
Yes, I'm supplying all the rodeo bulls and the arena, the bucking chutes and everything.
Yep.
For the show society. I've also got another contractor coming in with his saddle bronc and bareback horses from Killarney, Stewie Grayson.
Yep.
And he goes under the name of Honky Tonk. That's the name of their company. And I've also got Diamond K mini bulls coming with their mini bulls for the under 15 junior bull riders and under 12 bull riders.
Okay. Now, how many bulls would you be taking to the show?
Mate, we're expecting to take upwards of around 50 bulls will be on the premises for the night.
Whoa, that's a lot of bulls.
It is. It's a lot of bulls. It should be a great night. There's quite a few good bulls in the string.
Yep.
Very spectacular fellows, yes.
I know that from watching the American ones, all these bulls have got names. So who should the people look out for Friday night?
There's a couple of good bulls there. One called Glycerine. Another bull called Tough Rock Black Hawk. They're two outstanding bulls.
Yep.
Then there's another bull called Puff of Smoke.
Right.
Yes. So
I'm not going to ask where you come up with the names from, but it must be nerve-wracking. It'd be worse than trying to name a child, I would think.
Everything's got a reason behind it.
Okay, no worries. All right, so it's going to start at 5 o'clock. So what's it going to be broken up into different events as the night goes on?
Yes, we'll start with the ladies and the barrel racing first.
Yep.
It'll be on. We'll have a novice barrel race. It's not for novice riders. It's for novice horses. They're just sort of new to the circuit. And then we'll have the open barrel race for the ladies, and then we'll have the under 18 junior barrel race.
All right.
And then we'll start off with our rough stock event.
Okay, so it's going to be a great night. Starts at 5 o'clock Friday night. Mate, we wish you well, and we'd love to catch up with you. It's a fantastic story behind all these bulls. You go keep all these on a property, I gather?
Yes, I'm from Gundaya, just below Maryborough.
Oh,
I've got 200 acres there and a few lease properties as well. So, yeah, they're all my stock.
Okay.
Also, on the night, everyone can buy their tickets at the gate. Originally, it was going to be online only.
Yeah.
But now, different restrictions have happened, and people can come to the front gate on the night and purchase a ticket.
Fair enough. And it's at 5 o'clock, it's a start. So remember that, 5 o'clock, not 6 o'clock, as we first thought. 5 o'clock, it starts.
Yep, 5 o'clock start.
Good on you, Dean. Have a great night on Friday night.
Thank you very much.